Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back, 17th Hill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you to all of you folks who've been buying my book. I appreciate it. Amazon appreciates it. Doug Obie is here. Doug's got a book I want to tell you about, Money and the Human Condition. It's outstanding, and we helped him launch that book, and Doug's a great member of our Brain Trust, certified financial planner, investor, management expert, and our good friend Doug. Thanks again for being here. We're talking about world affairs with Doug, and he just gave us a little tour of what's going on over in Italy with what is probably not much less than a constitutional crisis over there, would you say, Doug?
Well, yeah, and certainly in Italy. And, you know, when we left the last segment, I said that I felt that the breakup of the Eurozone is inevitable. And that's because when they created the Eurozone, they were trying to emulate the United States. They saw the power that we have in our union.
But they didn't come together like we came together. You know, that's the thing.
Right.
We came together first and then decentralized. They were already decentralized. They tried to come together, and that really it didn't work so well that way, does it?
That's right. They can share a currency, but that actually hurts a lot of the countries in their economies. All right? And it helps, all right? And like for instance, Germany benefited tremendously because they're an export nation, and the benefit to the southern nations were more that they got to borrow at very low rates, and
right.
So they did, and now they are so much in debt
they can't pay it back.
That they can't pay it back.
And the euro was wound up being valued higher than their currency was, which made their exports more expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you see how those countries used to, you know, the ebb and flow of those countries used to be that they would get themselves in debt, devalue their currency,
right,
and then export their way out of the debt,
right.
And then
right.
They'd go back up, get back in debt,
yep.
So on and so forth, and it was back and forth. Now they don't have the ability to devalue the currency.
Do you think that they'll come up with some kind of an alternative to what they have that will serve their economic purposes, but will also prevent them from going to war? Aren't we beyond that? Aren't we beyond that over there in Europe?
I would hope so, Jim. I mean, I know that was the one of the underlying factors in creating the European Union, so that they would never go back to war against one another. But I think in the world that we have now, as global as it is, I think that's beyond.
The only thing that bothers me about your forecast of breaking up is that as long as we've got Putin in Russia, any kind of EU country on the fringe is susceptible to being picked off. And I hope that the new regimes around the world are going to put Mr. Putin back in his place. I want to move over to a little bit of a different topic, not too much different, but speaking of new leaders, and that's Mr. Trump. What do you think about the early direction of some of the steps that he's taking in terms of a policy and really fulfilling his promises?
Well, you know, I couldn't be more happy that we now have at least hope for a change. And what he's suggesting, a lot of it was outlined in my book, which was
he read your book. I mean, I've seen a picture of it. It's dog-eared. It's got yellow, you know, post-it notes sticking out of it. Everything. Yeah.
Well, I can only hope. I actually put it in the hands of one of his aides when he was in Norwood, Massachusetts, at one of his very early rallies. There were over probably like 2,000 people there, mm-hmm. and I was invited. It was a private engagement, and I actually handed Donald Trump a letter referring to the book that I gave his aide. So I hope he got the book.
He probably did.
Who knows?
So give us a connection.
In the book, one of my first recommendations is reduce the Torpor tax rate to 15%. Mm-hmm. All right? Exactly 15%.
Right.
So, fortunately, he's taking that. Now, that will go a long way to helping small businesses
Huge.
All around this country.
Also, repatriating the $2 or $3 trillion in foreign earnings that can come back and be put to use.
You're absolutely right. And even more so, all we have to do is look at Ireland. Back in 2000, I think it was 2003, they were an economic mess. By 2006, they were the strongest economy in all of Europe, and
yep.
it was all because they reduced their corporate tax rate down to 12.5%.
Yep.
And they took their cue from Hong Kong, whose corporate tax rate is 10%, and that's why more international companies are headquartered in Hong Kong than anywhere else in the world.
And right now, if I'm not mistaken, the United States has the second highest corporate tax rate in the world.
I think it's the highest. I don't know who's higher.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I've been told they were with the second.
All right, I have a list in my book.
Probably Azerbaijan or something like that.
I have a list in my book of all the corporate tax rates, and
Wow. Well, you may be right. What a great distinction. Let's celebrate that, Doug. What do you think?
I don't think so.
So, folks,
but the 15%.
I think I got to take a quick break here, Doug. The main thing, I think, what people are excited about, and the stock market seems to be excited about it, we're about to have a president who believes in the marketplace, who believes in the economy, who believes in business. I like that. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.